Good afternoon, you all. Okay, I'm a little nervous, so you got to bear with me. My name is Jabari Scott, and I'm going to talk to you today about black fathers who are not deadbeats. And as you can see, this picture of my colleague parent and his son, and my boss, Marcus Moran, and his daughter. Okay, when asked the question, what is a deadbeat dad? The brothers in our folks groups came up with these answers. Absent the child's life, doesn't support children, expresses negative images of a man and a father, and has a negative influence on the child itself. So, in other words, don't care about the child. Now, the issue is there's a negative image of black men as a father. And society implants this feeling that black men, we can make a child real easy. But when it comes to taking care of the child, we're stupid. And in the media doesn't make it any better because there's a horrible image of us there. If there's an image at all. Now, just as my colleague Steve and Perrin said earlier, we did 200 surveys. And we did 5 focus groups of 10 men to get their knowledge and attitudes and beliefs about being a black father. Now, what we wanted to learn from this was that they'll be able to discuss the role of a black father in family and society. They'll be able to identify the differences between a custodial and non-custodial father. And they'd be able to critique the portrayal of black men as a father in the media. The one question we asked was, do you feel pressure being a dad? Most of them said never, because when talking to them, they were in love with their kids. They were like, my baby will die before I die. So. Now, this is a very interesting question, because with the activities we learned, The most on here is play sports, which is pretty much we already know. But what's interesting is the fact that the next answers down are reading and homework. That's what I'm looking for. Homework. Well, reading, homework, and dinner. Now, it's interesting because there's this image that black men can't or don't read. So, that proves to you, we can read. And they do their homework with their kids, too. And we're having dinner with them, too. Now, the end of this was, a lot of them picked other. Now we can define other as they can pray with their kids, they can ride their bike with their kids, they can exercise with the kids, or really just telling the child you love them.
Okay. Another one of the quotes that we got from the father of focus group is, I learned fatherhood from my neighbors' fathers. I watched them and learned their traits, not just about being a father, but also about being a strong black man. These are morals I tried to install in my children. Another quote is, I was blessed to have someone at some point. I was crazy. I was 19. I have been all over 43rd and Cottage Grove, DuSable, and Inglewood. If you're not from Chicago, that's what we clarify as the hood. I can name all the places that I have been through. I'm saying all that to say because I met a couple of men that set some good examples. I am not totally ruined, and it gave me a reason to keep on living. One thing I want to say about those two quotes, when we asked the men about fatherhood, we didn't stick to the biological father. We asked if they have mentors, uncles, cousins, whoever stepped in to assist the parent in helping raise them. So a lot of them that didn't have fathers had mentors. We also ask, do they have a healthy relationship with the mother of their children? Because we know that women are the gatekeepers, you know. A lot of people say a happy home, a happy, you know, mother, your child is a happy, oh, I messed that up. A happy mother is a happy home, okay. A lot of the guys said, what was surprising is, you know, a lot of guys dispelled the myths of the baby mamas because they said they have very healthy relationships. You know, 23% was somewhat healthy. 12% said they were neutral. You know, they were true stepdads. They come to that second step. Is he or she ready? I'm out of here. No, so 17% said healthy, while 13% was unhealthy, and 4% was very unhealthy. We asked a lot of the guys, would you be interested in a fatherhood class? 66% of them said yes, they would. Not just to learn about fatherhood, but once again, to mentor and be an example to those younger fathers. So they weren't necessarily in it for themselves, but they like to spread the knowledge and things they learned to the other guys. This was a tricky question, because we asked them over the past 12 months, please rate how good of a job you think you did as a father. Now, what was interesting about it, we had a lot of different subjects. You know, do you encourage the mother of your children? Do you encourage your child? You know, do you help with your homework? But what surprised us was 64% of the men said what they did excellent at is telling their kids that they love them. And the stereotype is men are not emotional. So that was really eye-opening for us. You know, I think when we saw this, we almost wanted to tell each other we love it. You know? it was a kumbaya moment, you know. We were just like virtual hug. We didn't get too close. So to sum it all up, yes, black men are good fathers, you know. We're only speaking for a limited amount. But for that amount, those brothers really, really wanted to stress that they're good fathers. You know, they made mistakes, but they wanted to stress how they came back. You know, they wanted people to know that they're involved in their children's life. They're involved in their grandchildren's life. You know, I think a good commercial is the one that shows a guy, you know, doing the cheerleading stunts with his daughter. And those guys wanted people to know that they do that. They really wanted to open up. You know, they also wanted to mention that they're raising, mentoring successful black youth, you know. Me and my colleague Jabari serve as that. The guys at Project Brotherhood, you know, are mentors and serve us. They also wanted to let you guys know that black men are emotional. We still do the virtual hug, though. What's also special about this is we did a lot of involvement with the guys. We wanted to ask them, what do they want next? Because there's a lot of fatherhood programs out there. There's a lot of things that say, this is what you should do to be a good dad. This is, you know, how you should do that. But we know in this economy, this society, things don't work in a straight line. So a lot of guys said they do want fatherhood and mentor trainings, but they also want workshops and classes that gives them a chance to voice their opinion.
And after we were done with the focus groups, a lot of the guys kept coming back and saying, you're going to have, like, more classes and stuff. And we had to tell them, like, we had to try to work it out.
We had to stop. We had to pack to get here, so, yeah. But a lot of the guys and...
I just want to speak on that. A good point is that, as Perrin said earlier, we do want to give you that voice. These men were very willing and very open in telling us a lot of stories. And so that's why I said it was kind of, I don't want to say overwhelming, but it was a very open session in terms of the focus groups and the surveys themselves, because we were able to get a lot in depth in terms of fathers and in terms of nutrition. But specifically in the fatherhood program, and trying to dispel some of these myths, or even just get an idea of what was going on in people's lives or these black men's lives, they were very open and candid in talking to them.
The last three points are really important because the brothers said they want to work and learn from each other. They want more support groups and more peer networks that involve them and allow them to tell each other, you know, what they want to do to solve some of the issues. Another thing that really stuck out is it's a stereotype that, you know, black men, we don't respect each other. But, you know, in those focus groups, that's a real strong thing because there's a lot of brothers in there sharing testimonies, sharing life stories. So I think it was good to understand that these brothers respected that everybody's journey is different. You know, everybody's journey is different. And the last point also goes back to the two quotes. It takes a village. You know, even though a lot of us grow up with our biological father, you know, that's great. But also, I hear a lot of my elders talk about how, you know, if you did something on block A, by the time you got to block B, everybody knew about it. So, you know, and my generation kind of missed out on that. So what we're trying to do is make sure it's in place for my generation, you know, Jabari's future kids, and, you know, the other future leaders to come. Another shameless plug, check out our radio. Yeah. Good thing about it, these guys have a face for radio, so, you know.
Yeah, more jokes, but we're all in the room, actually. Yeah.
But thank you. That's our presentation.